Mentioned written by Laura Nero, you save the country, 125. Chris Edwards saving you on a Saturday afternoon. It's a million-dollar weekend, and the next commercial is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, so get ready for it. Hello, Flip. How you doing?
Hi, this is Flip Wilson. I started a new job out at the beach yesterday when all of a sudden this big guy hollers at me,
"Hey, you're Flip Wilson, ain't you?"
I said, "Yeah."
He said, "Well, what are you doing down there on that sunbathing beach?"
I tell him I'm the new representative for Sea and Ski.
Suntan lotion?
Yeah, how's that grab you? Well, just listen a minute while I tell these chicks. Hey, girls, when you're out to get a tan, you're out to tan really dark, right?
Right.
On the beach, brown is beautiful, right?
Right.
And Sea and Ski's beautiful at getting you brown. Sea and Ski lets you tan as dark as you can without getting all sunburned while you do it. So, if you think brown is beautiful and you weren't born that way, like some folks we know, Sea and Ski will do it for you.
Right. 1962, month of April, the number one song in San Francisco, and rightfully so. Tony Bennett, at his best.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. Climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
This is Larry Brownell with the 130 News from KYA San Francisco. It's 58 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. Dressed in their riot gear and using police dogs, about 80 Shasta County Sheriff's deputies suddenly put an end to the Indian occupation of PG&E property near Lassen National Park late this morning.
We arrested 36 people for trespassing on private property.
36. Is that the total of number that was there, or?
No, there was about 100 there.
Were they asked to leave? Was that it?
Yeah, we gave them a chance to leave, and when they wouldn't leave, we arrested them. They left their own free will. The others that refused to leave were arrested for trespassing.
That was Sergeant Brian McDonald, who also told us that when they swooped down on the red men, they were making breakfast. There was no violence, but one woman went limp and had to be carried to the bus. The bust was made at the request of PG&E.
A group of about 150 Indians
and or Indians and some of their supporters came into our employee campground where we have 12 cabins that belong to the employee association. And they were there all day long. They broke into some of the cabins and built fires out in the meadow nearby and so forth. And last night, going through a local law enforcement group, we asked them to leave. That time told them that if they did not leave, then today, Saturday, that other means would have to be taken to free this property for use of us and our employees.
That was Fritz Drager of Pacific Gas and Electric here in San Francisco, who said that they sympathized with the Indian cause, but it was up to Uncle Sam to make good on his promise to pay them for the land. Former California Lieutenant Governor Robert Finch is leaving his post as Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare to become a top advisor to President Nixon. Nixon said Finch will join him in all official travels, including trips to California. Of his tour of duty as HEW Secretary, Finch said,
I'm proud of what was accomplished there, but I do feel I can be of great value in the White House working for the president as he directs me.
Finch also was rather philosophical about his appointment as counselor to the president. It's a higher calling, he said, but a lower salary. Another report just in, Fresno County's long-awaited ballot count started. It started this morning at 11:38, nearly 88 hours after the polls closed Tuesday. The first punch card ballots were fed into the computer at 11:38 a.m. Election officials said some results should be available shortly. The entire vote counting process should take about 3 hours in Fresno. KYE Time, 1:32. The story of a teenager's drug death is next.
This weekend, the largest record store in the known world, Tower Records at Columbus and Bay in San Francisco, super discounts four brand new stereo LP releases to only $266 each. First is Beautiful Day, Marion Maiden LP, listed by the maker at $498, super discounted to only $266 at Tower Records. Second is Gasoline Alley by Ron Stewart, another $498 for only $266 at Tower. Third is the Grateful Dead Working Man's Dead LP, still another $498 list priced LP for only $266. And last but not least is Elvis's new LP, February 1970, on stage for only $266 at Tower Records, Columbus and Bay in San Francisco. Open tonight and every night of the year till midnight. Go get 'em!
San Francisco chalked up what appears to be a drug death early this morning. The body of a teenage girl was found in the closet of a room at the Grand Southern Hotel at 7th and Mission Street. She was 17-year-old Virginia Davaril of Mount Calm Street, reported to be a student at Galileo High School. Another teenage girl was found on a bed in the same room, unconscious. From what she later told police, it appears that both girls had taken an overdose of drugs. Mrs. Robert Kennedy visited her husband's grave at Arlington National Cemetery early...